Episode 5, Eliminate Toxic Service Culture to Protect Your Time and Energy. Welcome back to Achieving Lifestyle Freedom. In the last episode, we talked about how automation and AI can help you scale your time and reduce day-to-day workload. Now let's talk about something that often gets overlooked, but has a massive impact on your business and your quality of life: service culture. Because the truth is, no amount of delegation or automation can fully compensate for a toxic service environment. When service breaks down, everything becomes harder. Unhappy residents, more complaints, more escalations, more interruptions. And over time, that doesn't just affect your operations, it drains your energy. Poor service levels can lead to higher turnover, negative reviews, and a damaged reputation. But just as importantly, they create constant friction in your day-to-day work. And that friction makes it much harder to achieve any kind of lifestyle freedom. So how do you fix it? It starts with building a healthy, intentional service culture. First, set clear expectations. One of the biggest causes of frustration in property management is misaligned expectations. When residents don't know what to expect, or when expectations are overpromised, it creates disappointment, even when the service itself is reasonable. Clear communication around response times, processes, and service standards helps prevent that. Consistency matters more than perfection. Second, train your team. Great service doesn't happen by accident. It's built through training, reinforcement, and shared standards. This goes beyond just technical skills. Your team also needs to understand how to communicate effectively, handle difficult situations, and represent your brand. Frameworks like Amazon's service principles, for example, can be a helpful starting point, because ultimately, your service culture is shaped by how your team shows up every day. Third, create a feedback loop. You can't improve what you don't measure. Regularly review service metrics, resident feedback, and performance data. And just as importantly, share that information with your team. Highlight what's working and identify where improvements are needed. If poor service goes unaddressed, it spreads. But when feedback is used constructively, it creates continuous improvement. As property managers look to reduce stress and improve operations, many are realizing that service quality plays a direct role in workload. Platforms like Latchel, for example, help standardize maintenance communication, improve response consistency, and reduce the kind of miscommunication that often leads to frustration, which helps create a smoother experience for both residents and property teams. The key takeaway is this: a healthy service culture doesn't just improve resident satisfaction. It protects your time, your energy, and your ability to focus on growth. Because when service is consistent, clear, and well-managed, everything else becomes easier. In the next episode, we'll bring everything together and walk through the key steps to building a property management business that supports your lifestyle, not just your workload. Thanks for listening to Achieving Lifestyle Freedom.